welcome to the Mind, Soul and Spirit podcast, where we talk all about concepts of the self, soul purpose, finding meaning and all things spirituality. Here you will find episodes filled with the deep and meaningful and free from the small talk. I'm your host Marnie, and I thank you for joining me on whatever stage of your healing journey you are at. Hi everyone, thanks for being here and listening in today. Today's chat is going to be about past lives mostly and whatever else wants to come through as I go. So spirit popped in to me about 2 weeks ago and I'm only now just getting to do this episode, but I've been told that it's better late than never. So within the month of April, we are ending a period of releasing and clearing karmic cycles. Karmic meaning attachments we have carried into this lifetime from previous lifetimes. So emotions, energies, and traumas that have not yet been processed by the soul is all coming to the surface now to be cleared before we can move forward into a new phase of our journey. There is a lot of big shifts heading our way, and I've been getting this feeling this month that something big is coming, something life-changing, something that steers us off the path that we're on and onto a completely new path. So if you are also having this feeling that something big is coming, but you have no idea what, then trust that feeling and use this time right now to enjoy where you're at. Because in 3 to 5 months, your life could be looking a lot different. And do the things that you're being called to do. So if you suddenly feel the need to declutter your wardrobe, or if you feel the need to update your passport, or if you feel the need to put a heap of savings away somewhere for a rainy day, then please do that. Even if it feels really odd or strange that you're having this feeling to do this thing, just do it. Don't question it, because all of this is accumulating and it's all preparation for whatever is coming for you in the future. So whatever this big thing is that's coming for you, these little tasks are just going to add up and create a really good foundation so that when you're moving into this big change that's coming, this big shift, then you've got everything you need right there, ready to step onto that new path. Now, back to this karmic cycle that we've got ending. When we step into our reincarnations, we hold attachments and energies of our previous past life personas so that our soul can process and clear this within the current lifetime for that previous persona. As we heal within this lifetime through a range of different modalities, this past life energy can get forced to the forefront to be cleared. And notice that I'm using the word clear, because we really just need this energy to be returned to source, to the universe. We don't want cycles repeating. We release it and we clear it. We don't want this energy cycling back around. Hence why I use the word clear, as opposed to just releasing it. We want to let this energy go for good. We don't want this energy to linger, because it's usually quite heavy energy and it can lead to quite a depressive state if we don't get rid of it. Now, I want to explain past life emotions a little bit more to give you a bit of an idea for how you can recognize it in your own life. Some people can come into their current realities feeling these past life attachments from a very young age. You may have fears and phobias, for example, that don't match your experiences up until this point of your current life. Some people might have this dull feeling even in the background, this dull feeling of loneliness or not feeling good enough, even when maybe you've got a really full life around you with lots of people. Maybe you have a beautiful home, you have beautiful pets that you love, you have beautiful friends, and maybe you've had a very fulfilling upbringing, but still there's something inside of you that feels incomplete or feels inadequate. So that is one form of a past life attachment that can show up. And this is more of a long-term effect. And some people might go through their whole life carrying this past life emotion because they haven't been able to recognize it, or they haven't awakened to a space where they will investigate this emotion through past life healing. So some past life energy just sits in the background of our everyday experiences. Other times, past life emotions and trauma can come up after a period of healing within the current life. So when we look at our own lives and maybe we decide that we want to go on a healing journey, and maybe you go to a spiritual retreat, or maybe you focus on healing your mindset or your limiting beliefs, or maybe you focus on eating a really clean diet and you're really trying to sort out your physical body and your physical life. Whatever you do that supports your healing, with this, you will experience shifts. And from these shifts, past life trauma that doesn't serve your greater good or your highest purpose will come rushing to the surface. And this is more of a short-term effect that past lifetimes can have on us. And I say rushing because it's like we heal past trauma in a particular order. And spirits say it's like all of your past life personas wait in line until it's their turn to heal through your soul. Because all these past lives are attached to your soul's blueprint. So one at a time, your soul works to process past life traumas. As you continue to heal, the more past life energy that will get processed by the soul. And it happens like this because otherwise, it would be way too overwhelming for our human experience. And this is why we don't remember all of our past life memories, because it would drive us batty. It would turn us absolutely crazy. So this is why we can only access our past life memories in certain spaces, at certain times, and what comes forth will only be what you can handle at where you are in this point in time. So there's no need to fear these past life emotions or traumas or memories or whatever is coming up for you, because if you're not meant to remember them in a way to support your healing in your current life, so if this past life trauma or this past life emotion or this past life memory, if it isn't relevant to this current lifetime or relevant to the path that you're on in this lifetime, it won't come forward. Okay, it is all very divinely orchestrated by the soul. So you will only see or feel what you have the capacity to move through, either on your own or with the current supports you have available to you at this time. So what they're saying is, depending on your journey, depending on when cycles are ending, depending on your rate of conscious healing, this past life energy will come rushing to the surface at the opportune moment for it to be cleared. Now, the only main trouble with this is that it can cause a lot of confusion for us, because maybe we were traveling along really well and then all of a sudden we get hit with this awfully large amount of maybe grief or sadness or anger, and it makes no sense to what has been going on that day or that week, or it just makes no sense logically to us in our current reality. So then if we get stuck in this energy, say we don't feel it, we don't recognize that it's not technically ours, and if we don't call our spiritual supports in to help us to clear it, it can linger. And then we can get caught in feeling these heavy emotions for longer than what we need to. So maybe it's a whole week that you're feeling this feeling, or maybe it's 2 weeks that you're feeling this feeling, and it's really yuck. It can really keep you in this stagnant space. So the advice is, if you have recently been feeling some heavier emotions, this could be a result of this karmic cycle that is ending in April. So if these emotions are feeling confusing for where you're at in your current life, there is a chance you need to work with this energy to let it go and to clear it, because essentially it is not yours. It was once yours in a previous life, and you've been carrying it within your soul's blueprint so that it can be processed at a later date, but it does not belong to you within your current reality. It doesn't serve your highest purpose. It just needs to come forth so it can be cleared from the soul's blueprint, and then you can move forward within your life. Within this past month, I have actually been introduced to a new group of light beings that work solely on overseeing everyone's karmic bonds and karmic contracts, karmic energy. And so this has been a very interesting experience for me to work with their energy. And they've come in to show me and teach me how to clear these karmic energies that people have been going through lately. And so with this and my past life regression hypnotherapy training, I'm feeling a bit like a full bottle on past life information right now. So I'm really just loving this next phase in my journey. So there are lots of different ways that you can move through these emotions that are inherited from past lifetimes. You may like to have a past life regression. You may need to have a past life healing or clearing. You may need to meditate and call in your guides to support you through what comes up for you or what is coming up for you right now. You may need to do a cutting cords ritual that is specific to cutting cords with past lifetimes. But the first step needs to be you recognizing that what you're feeling is not yours, that it is a past life energy, and then you need to take appropriate actions to clear it. And if you're listening to this and this is resonating and you're having this feeling that you're dealing with past life emotions or energy right now, then that's your intuition trying to guide you and hinting to you that you need to do something to clear this. But Spirit is saying that if it doesn't make sense for what you're going through, if you can't connect this emotion to something personal in your current life, there is a high chance that it is past life related, especially this month because these karmic cycles are ending. So let's say that you're really stressed at work and you're melting down over all the tasks that are on your plate right now, or say your pet has just passed away, okay? The emotions that you feel, you can connect that to what's going on in your life. Okay, so maybe you're melting down because you're stressed at work, or you're melting down because you've just lost your pet. Okay, so the emotion that you feel makes sense to what's happened in the current life. Okay, to recognize the emotion as a past life, usually you'll sit with that emotion and you go, okay, this feels like grief to me. There's nothing going on in my current lifetime that caused me to feel grief. So maybe this is a past life emotion that I'm feeling. Okay, so you need to take a quick assessment of what's happening in your life and check in as to whether these emotions are just from your experiences right now or whether the emotion you feel is completely disconnected from what is happening in your current reality. With this karmic cycle ending also, if you are someone who has already done a fair bit of past life work and healing, then there is a chance that you'll be coasting through this month without too many of these heavier feelings because you've already done the work that needs to be done up until this point. And as we enter into a new cycle, then a new lineup of past life and karmic energy will be getting prepared to be processed when the time is right within the future. So if you're someone who is highly sensitive but hasn't done a lot of past life work yet, then this month has probably been a bit hectic for you in the area of emotions. So just be really gentle with yourself and know that if you're struggling to process anything on your own at the moment, reach out to someone who can support you with this. Make an appointment to work with a healing practitioner or do some research on cutting cords with past life rituals. Or, you know, there's some psychic mediums out there that just read past lives. So maybe you need to book an appointment with someone that does that sort of thing. Do some research on journal prompts relating to past life emotions that you can try. But try not to sit in these heavy emotions without doing something to help you through it. Or simply, Spirit is just saying, sit with the emotion in meditation and simply say, this is not mine. And then call in your spirit team and ask them to clear it from your energy field in a way that provides harm to none. A lot of our past life energy right now is coming up through the heart center also. So if these emotions are heavy on your heart chakra, and maybe you're feeling this heavy emotion on your chest right now, then this is a normal experience for a lot of people who are processing past life trauma right now within our collective. You may like to work with green crystals even to support you whilst you take these next steps into clearing whatever is coming up for you right now. Okay, so I'm going to leave you with that. Reach out if you need any support with anything you're going through right now. I've got quite a busy few weeks ahead of me. So if you're hoping to have a reading or a clearing or anything like that, give me a message and we'll find a time to work together through whatever you're experiencing right now. And I'm sending you lots of love. And remember, whatever you are going through right now, you can handle it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be coming up. You will get through this and you have lots of positive things waiting and coming on the other side of whatever you're clearing right now. So trust that you have all that you need within you or around you with the supports that you have connected with so far. You have what you need to process this. Okay, bye.